I met earlier this week with the family of El, who was a truly loving husband. He was dearly loved by his daughters, Judith and Shirley, and even Shirley's husband, Peter. Though Ellen had open heart surgery when he was only 55 years old and was told he would only live a few more years after that, Ellen never had a problem loving people from the heart. And that included especially his family. Ellen had many heart surgeries over the ensuing 35 years, but his heart was never really a problem. As a teacher in the Hillsdale school system, he was dearly loved. As a husband to Anne, who sadly passed in 1997, and to his second wife, Alma Parker, he was truly devoted. When I met with Shirley, Peter, and Judy, they were adamant that he was a good husband to both of them. He was a loving man, and that never changed throughout his whole life. As I sat with Judy, Shirley, and Peter, there was something that became crystal clear to me about Alan beyond his loving nature, and that was his faithfulness. Alan served during World War II, training to fly planes, and his time in the service led him to an organization here in our area, the American Legion, represented here today. His faithfulness to this group in the last several years will lead to their final act of devotion to him in just a few minutes. Alan was also very faithful to the Hillsdale School, spending his entire career in that one system. He taught math and science and even taught one of his own daughters in the class. Judy said everyone assumed that she would get great grades with her dad as the teacher. But Alan, he was totally impartial. He was faithful to his work and did it with excellence. Some students had asked Judy what she called her dad when he was her teacher. Was it Mr. Atchison? Was it Mr. A, Dad? Judy said she didn't call him anything. She did her work, and he had an appropriate, impartial boundary that was respected. I'll share with you in a moment, through the family's words, what some of the students had to say about their former teacher and vice principal. But know this. Alan was an example to us of what Lamentations calls steadfast love. To be steadfast is to be faithful. Alan was dependable. He was consistent. He was fair and, despite the heart troubles, was there for friends and family. He showed us how it is that God loves us. Now, Alan wasn't perfect, but he showed us what it means to be steadfast, especially through the life and death of his first and second wife. Just the other day, I was in the Hillsdale Public Library, and I saw in the lobby a display of donations from supporters of the library. Who was at the very top but a donation for rare books in memory of Anne Atchison? Alan reminds us of the kind of love and life we are to live. Devoted, kind, consistent, and perhaps most importantly, steadfast in love. That's what Christ did for us, and that's what Alan reminds us to do for each other. Our great hope is that when we are faithful to one another and faithful to Christ, our physical death is not the end. It is a beginning to eternity with God, in joy, in peace, and in love. My prayer is that Alan's example to you would encourage you to do the same for one another, to live as Christ would have you, to be steadfast, so that you, me, and Alan might one day all be raised with Christ. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you what the family has written. This is from Judy, Shirley, and Peter. Many of you know our father from his years spent in Hillsdale at the Hillsdale Public Schools as a scoutmaster, as a volunteer on the ambulance corps or his time spent with the recreation leagues or at this church. He loved teaching and was well known as Mr. A. He could be intimidating in the classroom by raising his eyebrows or lowering his voice, but he was fair, kind, gentle, smart, and a witty man. Some of his former students said the following: he was firm, yet reasonable. He commanded respect, yet was approachable and very interested and involved in our education and development. Another said he was a strong male role model, the likes of whom is unfortunately becoming very rare these days. He was the one we were afraid of if we were breaking the rules. He instilled fear, yet commanded respect. I could have used a few more teachers like him. Another said he loved math and was excellent at teaching it to students who didn't quite get it. Another said he was the best teacher I ever had, hands down. Another, I still see his evil eye directed at me in the back of the room. I behave myself now. He was an inspirational person in so many walks of life. And finally, simply, he was a wonderful man. He was a proud World War II veteran, having served in the Army Air Corps. He was an integral part of the Veterans Day programs at the local schools, and he had a rich history with which to regale the students. His contribution to the world left it in a better place. Our father lived in Hillsdale for many years, left for some time in his later years, and then came back home to Hillsdale to live with his daughter Judy in her house, which was his former house. It was a wonderful arrangement for them, and he enjoyed spending his last years back home in Hillsdale. Our dad was a wonderful husband to our mother and a devoted, loving father to us, his daughters, and his son-in-law, who was the son he never had. He wanted so much to make it to his 90th birthday on October 2nd. He said, "No male in the Atchison family lived to be 90. We will miss him dearly, and will forever hold him in our hearts. Although he has been taken from us, we take comfort in the fact that he is now in heaven and reunited with our dear mother. Thank you all for coming today and helping us to celebrate his life and honor his memory. Judy, Shirley, and Rita." I'd like us to stand and sing a song. We're going to sing "How Great Thou Art," number 77 in the hymnal, and in just a moment we'll have the American Legion. They will come forward and they will do their presentation in just a few minutes. So as they prepare themselves, let's stand and sing in number 77.